I felt like a slacker. I wore my street clothes and went to the university each day. I had a limited schedule because they had a limited enrollment. And also, since the government, through KVOO, was paying me, TU did not. But that's years ago, and I have forgiven them. So those of us who were not in the Army and who could do things, even if it was at 4:30 in the morning, we set up a little acting company, and we performed. And when we didn't perform, we rehearsed. And the company that rehearsed had in it one of the ladies who later gave the university many beautiful things that it needed. Her family became the big donors for the university.
And the name was?
Mrs. Walter. And the name of the family was Chapman. And the name of more of the family that gave money was McFarlane. But you start with the McFarlanes giving the library and other millions. And then you have Mr. Chapman marrying one of the McFarlane girls and giving the money they made from the oil that was found on the land on which they lived. And they were next door neighbors.
Let me bring you to after World War II. You saw the need to train people in radio after World War II. Is that true?
I believed that every student should be trained in some field in which he could make a living. I wanted him to get an education, and I wanted him to know the arts, and I wanted him to be blessed with people like Alexander Hoag in art, and Ringo in music, and I wanted him to have been educated, but I also wanted him to have had training that would help him earn a living. And hardly anybody hires actors. I wish they did, but in those days you got an acting job by starving for months and months and months, and maybe you got a job and maybe you didn't. It was terrible. But radio was a way into a lucrative kind of a career. So I asked and fought for the university having a training program in radio and having a station where the student could learn the skills of the radio person. And people like Edward Dumit became students of the University of Tulsa. And with what they learned, they went out and got jobs. Some of them got jobs that paid as well as football paid. We were able to have a career available to a student when he had finished studying at TU.
Would Paul Harvey have interacted at all? Did you know him at KBOO?
Oh, sure. He's in my textbook. Paul Harvey had a magnificent voice. And Miss Ronan. Now, Miss Ronan is the source of radio education, source of kids being interested in radio. Miss Ronan, a speech teacher at Central High School, one of the world's great ladies, to have tears come to the eyes of any student, to have a warm sound come to his voice, all you have to mention is Miss Ronan. And Miss Ronan had set up a deal at KVOO that good student was an apprentice and could announce on KVOO after he took an audition, and they agreed. And so Paul Harvey took that audition and was an apprentice and worked on Saturday afternoon, while someone who was a professional was going around doing things that he was supposed to have done that day or days before, and listening to this young man and helping him when he got into trouble, or to bail him out if he got into serious trouble, or to know enough to be still, because who would know that he had gotten into serious trouble because he got himself out. And that experience is recorded in the Radio Announcer's Handbook. If you should want to know, Paul Harvey was announcing, oh goodness, you have to know a lot. You have to know that there was a blue network and a red network in those days. As a part of the National Broadcasting Company, and KVOO, as a clear channel, carried both of them when it wanted to. It carried one part of the time and another part of the time. And announcers knew what was happening, but the listener didn't have any idea that we were switching networks. The Saturday afternoon broadcast was an opera broadcast. And believe me, if you are one of those people who can take your broadcast or leave it, we knew that they left it. so there was another network carrying what was being listened to. But Harvey was put on the part that they were sure was not being listened to. Now, eventually, when the network was split up, they had to take the opera and did, and profited from it. And Edward got a career out of it because it takes a good voice to do the opera.